Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages,
are you ready?
It's showtime, folks!
Give me a hell yeah!
Ooh, yeah!
Hey, everybody, it's once again time for Total Wrestling on 1240 AM. WGBB. I am Matt Boland, your host with the most, and today we're going to be talking with professional wrestling referee Todd Sinclair from Ring of Honor. I think he's online right now, so I'll put him on the air. Todd,
hey,
how are
how's it
you?
Going?
Matt Boland here. Good.
I'm good.
I see you called up pretty promptly.
Yeah, right on.
Yeah, so I guess we'll get right into it. Got a few questions for you today, just about your time being a referee and everything. First of all, why don't you tell me how you got started with, like, Ring of Honor and everything?
I started with Ring of Honor towards the end of 2003, I think. So I've been there, you know, almost 15 years. I was doing some, you know, independent wrestling around the Northeast. I'm from the Boston area, and I trained at the Chaotic Training Center and slash Killer Kowalski's wrestling school. So I was doing stuff up
there. Killer Kowalski. I remember him. I'm sorry, but I remember him.
Oh, yeah, right.
Kind of.
Yeah. Right? He was a little bit before our time, I think. But he was, around, he was amazing to learn from. So one of the guys I trained with, Hurricane John Walters, was wrestling for Ring of Honor at the time. And I just asked him if I could come to shows and, you know, show my face and talk to people, see if I could get a spot. And from there I was doing the pre-show matches, just to show my stuff. And then when I got an opportunity in February of 2004, which I believe was like the second anniversary show, maybe, to referee on the main show. I've been on the main shows ever since, so it's been a pretty good run.
Oh, cool. So you've done all, like, the big main events and everything, huh?
Yeah, I've had a pretty lucky, you know, stretch of matches. I've been in the ring with a lot of people that I would only dream of before getting into wrestling that I would be able to ref for. But, yeah, I've been pretty lucky.
Well, let's talk about that a little bit. Well, before I jump to that, can you tell me, like, what's a day in a wrestling referee's life like? What do you do to get ready for matches and shows and all that that people might not know about?
A lot of it is mental preparation, going into shows, because normally, you know, say there's a show, you know, you're on shows, normally there's 8-9 matches. I'll usually ref about half of them, so I'll have 4 or 5 matches to referee. So I just got to get into a mindset before I get there. So I typically, you know, I have kind of a routine. I don't think it's any different than an athlete that, you know, has a routine during the day for a big game. I always change into my ref gear like an hour before the show. It's kind of, I want to make sure I'm in my gear early enough, because there's this bad nightmare I have, a recurring nightmare of, you know, someday the music will be playing and I'll be sitting there in my regular shorts and t-shirt,
yeah, stuck, right?
And I won't be ready. Yeah, yeah. So I do that about an hour before, and then a lot of it, you know, I stretch out, but really a lot of it is pacing. If guys, you know, if you were to see me backstage before a show, I pace a lot, and it's not nervousness. It's just clearing my head so I can do the best job possible. And then once I go out there, it really is just focus on the match that you're doing, the match at hand. And then once that's done, you've got like a 10-minute cool down period where you can get your brain into the next one. And it's kind of a up and down roller coaster the rest of the night.
Wow. Sounds like an adventure. I was going to ask, do you have any, like, special meal you eat before like a big show? I know Wade Boggs in baseball used to eat. He used to have a chicken dinner every night before a big game.
So yeah, right. Yeah, no, I don't. The only thing I do is I try not to eat too close to bell time. So I'll maybe, you know, grab lunch or, you know, or maybe 3 or 4 hours beforehand. But yeah, I don't have anything typical. Usually because we're on the road so much, it's kind of grab what you can in the area. It's, you know, for me, it's kind of hard to be consistent with that.
Yeah. Well, I see Ring of Honor has, it's a little bit different than some of the other companies. Like it has a code of honor, I see. Can you explain that a little bit?
It really comes down to, you know, what we're here for at the core of Ring of Honor is the competition and the to show who's the best in the ring. So the code of honor involves mostly just a pre-match and post-match handshake between the competitors. Whether you like each other or not, we like to have them, you know, show respect for what Ring of Honor is, what pro wrestling is, and respect for competition. So we ask for that handshake. Now, a lot of guys have attitudes where they're not even, they don't want to shake hands with anybody, sometimes it's, there's a, you know, underlying, you know, hatred between two guys that there's no way they're going to shake hands. So it's not always adhered to, but we try as best we can to get people to shake those hands before and after. And I really like when it happens because it's like a moment for me. It's a moment of, you know, you may not have like for a person, but, and the amount of, you know, effort and talent and athleticism that you put into these matches, whether you win or lose,
yeah,
Yeah, exactly. Showing that respect before and after, I think, is an important thing. So, I if I had my way, I would get every guy to do it every single match. But people have their own ideas, you know.
Yeah, that's a good thing. Tell me about actually working in the ring. Is there like certain things that certain wrestlers do in the ring that? I mean, I know I'm kind of breaking the fourth wall a little bit, but that the casual fan might not know about. I mean, I've seen wrestlers mouth things to other wrestlers in the ring before. What about that?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of it is communication. That's, you know, it's what we do is not a, you know, choreographed thing. It's a lot of this stuff is on the fly. We're doing the best we can between each other. So there is communication in there, because I don't know how anybody in you know, if I were to think that someone from beginning to end would remember things for 20 straight minutes, I think that's impossible. So a lot of it's improv and working together and communicating as best we can. So my role in there is kind of to help that. I help the guys out and do the best I can to, you know, it's a competition between two wrestlers. But it's also a dance, you know, and I help with that.
Yeah, we're going fast and furious here with Todd Sinclair, referee for Ring of Honor. And the big cities for Ring of Honor, I seem to think, are Philadelphia sometimes and maybe a little bit of New York.
Yeah, we have a lot of, like, basic places that we go, like, common shows that we'll do, like, every 3 or 4 months. But, yeah, we started in Philadelphia. The company was based out of Philadelphia for, I think, the first 10 years or so. So that's really a core place. New York is, you know, what do they call it, the hub of the universe or, you know, the city that never sleeps or something. So that's always a main place.
Yeah, the Big Apple.
Yeah, exactly, right? So, but places like Chicago, we go to a lot. We go to Toronto a lot. We were just in Texas a couple weeks ago, and right now the company's based in Baltimore. Yeah, so we have a lot of, you know, big shows in Baltimore whenever we can. So it's we hit a lot of the main areas of the United States and Canada. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I know that unfortunately there are some areas that don't seem to get the program on TV. I mean, around here it's actually on a digital sub channel around where I am in Connecticut. So it makes it tough to watch sometimes, but it's definitely worth tuning into if you have it. I would think.
I think the good thing. I'm just gonna say the good thing now. that we just started is we have Honor Club, which is the streaming service where you can watch everything that we do for whether it's I think it's $9.99 a month or there's a VIP package that you prepay for the year and you get all of the pay-per-views, but you can also watch the TV program on that too. So even though it might not be broadcast on a specific channel in everybody's area, there's easy ways to access it and to get it. And you can keep up to date with every single event that we have.
And I think I'll go through a name drop lightning round for you. Just tell me what do you think of these guys? The first thing that comes to mind, pretty much. How about Jay Lethal?
All right, cool. Jay Lethal is one of the best wrestlers I've ever been in the ring with.
Oh, wow. He used to do that Macho Man impersonation, I know. I love that.
Yeah, it's fun when he pulls that out. But, yeah, it's at his core, man, he is so good. I could watch his matches for hours and hours and hours.
Cool. What about maybe Cody Rhodes? And he has a chance to actually take the NWA title, too, if you see what he's doing there.
Yeah, he's got that coming up on All In. Cody Rhodes is, like, for me, he's just such a rounded wrestler as far as the wrestling. His wrestling skill is amazing, but his personality and his talking and is out there. Like, he is the 100% the total package of pro wrestling, and I think he's amazing.
Yeah, it's a shame that he never really got the big push in the other company. I mean, Intercontinental Champion a couple times, but they never really respected him, I think. That's my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say on that?
Yeah, I mean, it's to me, the Intercontinental Championship, you know, I grew up with that, and guys like Randy Savage and Honky Tonk Man and Ricky Steamboat, as you know, to me, they were my favorite parts of the shows, like the guys that held the Intercontinental Championship. So I don't think that's a knock to only have hit the Intercontinental Championship. But yeah, you know, not everybody can be featured at all times. It's got to be a rotating thing. So, but since he's left that place, there isn't a better 2-year run for me. That he's had out here, you know what I mean? His stuff in Ring of Honor, he was the Ring of Honor world champion for, I believe, 6 months. Like, he has had a run and a half out here.
Again, soon, I know there's a June 29th event going on. I forget the name of it. Best in the World, I think it's called? Triple
Yeah,
Threat
Best in the World. Yeah, it's going to be Dalton Castle, who's the Ring of Honor world champion, against Cody. Again, and Marty Scurll, they're both in the Bullet Club. So it's going to be I think that's an interesting match because Dalton Castle, his injuries have been mounting up like crazy because he's had such a crazy schedule as the champ. And then you've got Cody and Marty who, even though they're both in the Bullet Club, I don't think they're on the same page all the time. So I think that's going to be a really interesting match to see who comes out on top on that one.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you about Dalton Castle. What do you think of him?
I think he is maybe the best personality out there right now. He combines the wrestling skill that, if you look on the surface of his ring entrance and his, you know, you watch some interviews online of him or promos, on the surface you're like, what is this guy all about? But when he takes that personality and pushes it to the side and he shows his wrestling skill, there's a reason why he's the world champion. He's got everything put together, but his personality is like out of this world. It's something that you would never think would click with wrestling fans, but he is loved by just about everybody that sees him.
Hey, if it works, keep doing it. Yeah.
Yep.
I've got one more name for you. Jim Cornette. Did you ever work with him?
I did. Jim Cornette was around, I don't know, maybe the total years I worked with him, maybe 5, off and on, because he was in Ring of Honor for a bit, came back. He's passionate as hell. He's got opinions that people might not agree with, but I had a blast working with Jim. And I learned a ton. Like, I don't think I've learned more from a person than from Jim Cornette. Because Jim Cornette has done it all, and just to be able to sit like basically by his side as he would do things and just listen. And that's a really cool thing. Like for me, I don't want to just be a referee and that's it. Like I want to learn everything I can about pro wrestling, and to be able to be in there with Jim was a pretty amazing experience. Yep.
And I guess I'm going to finish up by saying, what do you think the future of Ring of Honor is for Ring of Honor and for yourself? Like, who would you like to see in Ring of Honor, first of all?
Oh, man. Who I would like to see? I mean, the answers that I would have who I'd like to see are guys that had made their name previously in Ring of Honor and then, you know, went other paths in their career. I would actually like to see them come back. So guys like, you know, Daniel Bryan, who was with us and had an amazing run. I'd like to ref for him again. And Seth Rollins, Kevin Steen, who's Kevin Owens now. Right. Yeah.
And I know guys one name names, that I keep hearing. Go ahead.
Yeah. No,
but
I know
one name I keep hearing
kind of like force of habit.
Oh, okay. Sorry to cut you off there. But one name I keep hearing is Kenny Omega.
Yeah. I'd love to see Kenny Omega back. We've had him in a few times. He was with us at Supercard of Honor, and he wrestled Cody. That wasn't a crazy match. But anytime when Kenny Omega can come to Ring of Honor, I'd love that.
So the other thing I wanted to ask is, let's say Vince McMahon came calling. Would you consider working for him, for WWE, if he came calling?
I mean, I'd consider anything, but I mean that's easy to say, hey, you know, if Vince called, whatever. But no, I couldn't be more happy in Ring of Honor. The schedule is amazing for me. You know, I don't want to be on the road 300 days a year. That's not my style. And the opportunities to be a part of pro wrestling that I like, the style that I like, which is what Ring of Honor has, is a big, big deal to me. I have no interest, you know, again, it's, you know, one of those things like, oh, yeah, if he called, whatever. But I have no interest in going there. Because I'm happy where I am. I like the guys that I'm in the ring with. I like the people I work with backstage, and like I travel a lot with Bobby Cruz, our ring announcer. So I have no thoughts of, you know, making a change where I'm at because I like what I'm doing.
No real desire to go over there?
No, not really. It's just not for me right now. It's just not in my wheelhouse. So like what I have with Ring of Honor is exactly where I want to be.
Well, that's great to hear. I mean, some people are, and you're really happy where you are, and it sounds great. I mean, sounds like a good deal.
Yeah, it's awesome. I think I said it earlier, but I'm lucky, man. I consider myself lucky every day because I'm just a wrestling fan at my core. I just love pro wrestling, and to be able to do what I do in Ring of Honor is, like, I'm blessed, man.
You certainly sounded. So just to finish up this interview, because we've already taken like 15 minutes, let's go, I think. But I know coming up is Best in the World for Ring of Honor, and also Death Before Dishonor in Vegas. So where can people get tickets for that?
Yeah, I mean, the main place to go for information and tickets, just hit ROHWrestling.com. All the information is there. The live events are listed. There are links to go to the tickets. I don't know each show. Like some shows are on Ticketmaster to buy tickets. Some are on another site. So I can't point you to a specific place. But ROHWrestling.com is the place to go for that information. And also for the Honor Club information, to be able to sign up for Honor Club, like, you know, just we can come to your area and you can see us, you know, two or three times a year, which is great. But you get to see every single show on Honor Club, and I can't think of a better deal. So give that a look.
For all your Ring of Honor needs.
That's it, right?
Yeah. Well, thanks for talking to me today, Todd. This is Todd Sinclair. We've been talking to referee for Ring of Honor Wrestling, and you can see it on actually Sinclair Television. I've got his name for the last name, but
what a coincidence, right? I wish I had some tie-in. Cool.
Check your local listings, I guess. And thanks a lot for talking to us, Todd. We'll do it again sometime. See you in the ring.
Great. Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me. Take it easy.
Me too.